The Random Thoughts Podcast. And this is Curtis with the Random Thoughts Podcast. Today I was thinking about perfection and being perfect and the word perfect, because everybody is talking about perfect relationships and being perfect and perfect this and perfect that. Personally, I've never seen nothing perfect. I wasn't raised with nothing perfect. I don't know of nothing perfect. I've never seen anything perfect. So, I don't believe there is nothing perfect. Perfect life. Perfect wife, perfect husband, perfect relationship? Nah. Nope, not gonna happen. I'm not perfect. I don't think there is anything that's perfect. I don't know nobody that's perfect. So, just not gonna happen. So, that's where I'm at with that. But if I did something to you, I don't know anyone or anything or whatever that's perfect. Wrong communication, right communication, ain't nothing out there that's perfect. I hurt your feelings. I ain't perfect. But you can make me aware if I said something to hurt your feelings. But I'm still not perfect. Maybe I didn't listen to what you were saying. But you can say it again and make me understand. Because I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. If I'm insensitive to your needs or your desires, to your thoughts, tell me so I can consider them. Because I'm not perfect. You understand where I'm going with this? Ain't nobody perfect. That's just it. Ain't nobody perfect. Because, if you really sit down and think about it, we all got flaws. We all got little misconceptions of what we think is right and what we think is wrong. Maybe you haven't really clearly express yourself. I'm human. I'm not a mind reader. And I'm not perfect. And neither are you. So, you might want to try to strive for perfection. But in all reality, there's no such thing. So, that's just the way it is. Ain't nobody... If you ever think about it, what have you ever seen that's perfect? I haven't seen a perfect car. I haven't seen a perfect house. I haven't seen a perfect job. I have heard people say, oh, I got this perfect job. Your perfect job is for you to go out and make this person, whether it be a man, a woman, a corporation, or whatever, all this money. For them to give you a check. Is that perfect? That's perfect? For you to go out and work 40 hours a week for somebody else to give you a check? To you, that's perfect? Yeah, I don't see it. I ain't no goddamn way in the hell I can see that. To me, that ain't perfect. don't know. You can call it what you want. If that's what you see as perfection, then maybe there's something wrong with you. Sometimes we even call a person who thinks they perfect conceited. Now, what do you think conceited is? Okay. Because they like things a certain way? Because they look a certain way? Or they dress a certain way? Or they want to appear to be a certain way? But they ain't perfect. Man, I still, in my truth, there ain't nothing perfect. Even if you look in the Bible, there's only 13 scriptures in the Bible that deal with the word perfect. And ain't none of them scriptures deal with a person being perfect. Not a man or a woman. Because we ain't perfect. We far from it. There ain't a green grass perfect. There ain't a lawn perfect. There ain't a house perfect. There ain't a person perfect. There ain't a car perfect. There ain't nothing perfect. And there definitely ain't no relationship perfect. If that was the case, everybody would be with somebody. There you have it. Everybody ain't with somebody. Because ain't nobody perfect. If there was a such thing as perfect, like I said, we would all be with somebody. There'd be, everybody would have somebody. But it ain't that. It ain't gonna be that. So, you can take it and you can run with it if you want to. I just don't believe it. I just figured I'd throw that out there. But how's everybody doing anyway? I know I ain't been out here in a while. Last time I talked to everybody, I was dealing with what you call cluster headaches. Things was kicking my butt. I'm coming out not 100%, but I'm doing a lot better. So, thank you for your well wishes. I'm doing a lot better. I appreciate everybody's concern. I'm still here. As you can see, Random Thoughts by Curtis is still kicking. It sure is. So, hey everybody. I hope y'all still doing good out there. I know I haven't been out here in a while. But it's a lot going on. A lot of the same old nonsense. So, yeah, keep yourself together. But, just want y'all to know about this perfect stuff. Because, a true relationship. This is my reality. A true relationship is two imperfect people refusing to give up on each other. Imperfect people. Because ain't nobody perfect. You see what I mean? Did you catch that? Imperfect people. Because ain't nobody perfect. Because everybody got flaws. You know what I mean? So, check that. You know? Because that's life. Sure is. But just keep in mind, you don't have to be perfect. You can strive to be perfect, but just be who you are. And as I always say, mind your business. Because once you start getting into other people's business, that's when the trouble starts. It's a whole lot going on you start getting in other people's business. It's really, you know, it's really something when you start getting in other people's business. And all you gotta do is walk away. Because I'm officially at that age where I ain't explaining shit. Figure it out. You can blame me. You can believe what you heard. But you can also go to hell. Because I ain't got time for a whole lot of nothing no more. I'm too old to be trying to tell people this, that, and the other. It's just too much. It's really too much right now. I'm just going to be humble. Because I know how it feels to lose it all. And have to start all over again. Because I've been there. I really have. Because it's just too much going on in this world for you to try to have to explain yourself about anything. If you mind your business and take care of you, you'll be a lot better off. Because one thing you really need to understand is the best thing about life is that everything I've ever lost has been replaced with something better. I never lack. I just transition to something better. Because I never really have to lie to someone. Because when you start lying to someone, it just gives them too much power. Because if you tell a motherfucker actually what it is, either they deal with you or they don't. But your life is going to be so much more peaceful if you just go ahead and just tell them the truth. And that'll be the end of it. It's almost like saying no. It's so much easier saying no. Just say no. If somebody asks you something and you don't feel like you want to do it, just say no. And be done with it. And be done with it. You don't even have to worry about it after that. Cause either like I said, either they're gonna deal with it or they're not. Because once you say no, you don't have to worry about it no more. Because I can care about you and still cut you off. I can miss you and never have to talk to you again. But my no is no. Because trust me, when you mind your own business and when you say no, life is way, way, way less stressful. Because sometimes you have to realize it. It's just time to sit back and be happy. Because being angry and sad and overthinking, It's just not even worth it anymore. Just let things flow and be positive. You don't even have to worry about being perfect. Learn the art of saying no. Don't lie. Don't make no excuses. Don't even overexplain yourself. Just simply decline to do it. And be done with it. Ain't about being perfect, about being guilty, feeling guilty about saying no, about trying to be perfect and being happy and explaining yourself for people and why you can't do it and this and that and the other. No. All that perfect shit, let it go. Because if you currently get in the process of rebranding your entire life and telling people what you see right now is nothing compared to what they're about to see. Because life is too short to try to impress people. Quit trying to impress people. All that shit you see on Instagram and Facebook and all that IG and all that other shit, that shit ain't real. That shit is not real. Real life is not based on what you see on Instagram and Facebook and all that. Excuse me. Real life is what you see out here when these people getting up every morning going to work. Unfortunately, I don't have to do that because I'm done. Sometimes you just have to let people know. It's better to just let people go if you have to. Let them go. Don't fight for closure. Don't ask for explanations. Don't chase for answers. And don't expect people to understand where you coming from. Just let them go. They feel like they don't want to call you or talk to you or text you. Let them go. Sometimes it's just that simple. Let them go. Because I'm not going to hold no grudges. We good. You might not hear from me ever again. But just know, we good. And that's just it. Please believe, there's nothing I enjoy more than minding my own business, finding new ways to grow, and thriving in silence. You say antisocial? Baby, I say I'm at peace. Because my grandmother taught me a long time ago, no news, honey, is good news. So just know, there ain't nothing perfect, baby. Ain't nothing perfect. Ain't nobody perfect. And ain't nobody worth your peace. So live your life. Enjoy your life. And be who you are. Don't let nobody tell you nothing that you don't believe. If you don't believe it in your spirit, don't worry about it. Because me personally, I got trust issues. I don't think people be lying. I know people be lying. And that's just the way it is. So, live your life. Because me personally, I'm like 14 people packed into one body. Spin the wheel, bitch. Stop trying to figure me out. Your head gonna fall off. But, hey, y'all have a good one. I just had to get back on here and say a few things. And let y'all know that ain't nothing perfect. Ain't nothing ever gonna be perfect. Because a lot of y'all problems come from not putting people in their place. The first time, they tried you. So, this time, put them in their place and let them stay there. Put them people in their place and leave them there. And let them know. Alright? Keep your heads up. And be strong. Be who you are. You ain't got to live for nobody. Live for your damn self. And everything's gonna be alright. And don't be so slow to go somewhere. You feel like you got to go somewhere? Go. Don't wait for nobody. Get your behind up and go. True. It's time. You're always waiting to wait for somebody to go with you. Your behind up and go. I ain't waiting on nobody. But I ain't hating on nobody neither. It's time for me to go, I'ma go. Exactly. Yes, yes. I forgive you. I forgive all y'all. But we don't need to keep in touch. Respectfully, y'all know who y'all are. Exactly. So, it's all good. It's all love. Respect that there is no perfect life. There is no perfect people. So, your happiness always begins with you. Keep that in mind. Doing what needs to be done. May not make you happy, but it will make you great. Because this ain't no perfect world we living in, and it ain't no perfect people. All right? That's the way it is. As always, y'all know what it is. This is Curtis with the Random Thoughts Podcast. Because happiness is a choice, not a result. Nothing will make you happy until you choose to be happy. No person will make you happy unless you decide to be happy. Your happiness will not come until you decide to be happy. And it can only come from you. So this is Curtis with the Random Thoughts Podcast. Be mindful. Be vigilant. Be safe.